Welcome to the Mr. Vincent Podcast, episode 137. I'm your host, Emmanuel Vincent. Hope everybody's week's going well thus far. We're almost there, almost at the finish line. So this episode focuses on what's transpired thus far in the WWE. I wanted to do an episode on recapping the Elimination Chamber, but I didn't get a chance to do that. So this episode just focuses on what we've seen this past week on Raw and a look towards SmackDown on Friday, what is set to be a big one as The Rock is scheduled to be there. He's also scheduled for the next several episodes as well. I forget exactly how many dates, but yeah, it's official. The road to WrestleMania has officially begun. We know who is going to battle who for the titles at the match as the Elimination Chamber has came and went. So we can actually get into this pod right now. Here it is. All right, so we are officially on the road to WrestleMania with the first Raw taking place after the Elimination Chamber. And I like the way how Raw opened up this past Monday with the segment with Rhea Ripley and Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch, of course, being the winner of the 2024 Elimination Chamber, her first time winning the match in her first time participating. And now it's set for her to go one-on-one with Rhea Ripley. I can't believe this is the first time. I believe Michael Cole mentioned on the broadcast the first time in over 5 years, 4 or 5 years. That's kind of crazy to me. But I'm happy to see that this was going to be the one of the premier matches for WrestleMania. I thought it was a foregone conclusion that Becky Lynch was going to win this match based on what transpired over the several weeks leading into the Elimination Chamber. It was just pretty obvious that they were building up a clash between these two. And I'm pretty excited. I love that segment. It set the tone, I thought. I could have done without Dominic being there and being a distraction with the amount of boos that were pouring in while he was trying to talk, as you know the WWE Universe loves to do whenever he's trying to, you know, cut a promo or get his voice heard. But other than that, I like the way that they set the tone with those two. Becky Lynch just, you know, is letting Rhea Ripley know that she is the man, and Rhea Ripley just letting her know that she's at the top of the game right now. This is her show, Monday Night Mommy. So that should be a really good contest at Mania. And then, of course, Nia Jax comes in and, you know, just cheap shots Becky Lynch, which led to, you know, Becky Lynch getting her lick back later on that night, interfering in the match between Nia and Liv Morgan, which sets up Becky versus Nia Jax next week on Raw. And Liv Morgan was pretty frustrated and let Becky know, just letting her know that it's not always about her, that she when she interrupted her backstage while she was on the mic. So I can see a world where Liv Morgan gets involved next week in the match. But I just feel like they're going to try to have an angle with those two, Nia, Liv, along with Becky Lynch, you know, to be a filler for the eventual matchup at Mania between Becky and Rhea Ripley. So I'm really excited to see how that's going to play out. And I'm in regards to Rhea Ripley, she's had an amazing run, I would say. Well, a pretty good run. Let me not say amazing. I think it's been good. But I feel like the Judgment Day may be holding her back, because, honestly, I haven't been impressed with the Judgment Day. I feel like they're not imposing to me. I'm not sold on them as being this juggernaut of a faction in WWE. Kind of comedic in a sense. I don't take them seriously. But Rhea, I do take seriously. And it seems like she's heading to a possible heel turn. So with that looking like it's about to take place, I feel like she may be best without the Judgment Day and being on her own. And it feels like they've been distant the last several weeks. That may be for a reason. Maybe they're trying to see if she really can branch out on her own, which I think she can, and that it will be believable and the audience will be behind it. I think that they will. She's a star in this company. One of my favorite wrestlers in the business. And she has a bright future. It's only 27, I believe. That's crazy when you think about all the other wrestlers, women wrestlers rather, that are on at the top of the game in WWE. For her to only be not even be 30 yet is just amazing. So she really has a bright future. So I'm thinking that it's time for her to split from Judgment Day. I can see that happening after Mania because I have her winning that match. I'm not sure if I have Becky Lynch beating her just yet. I feel like there's more that can be done, more of a story that can be told for Rhea Ripley. And I feel like it would just be ending prematurely if they were to have Becky Lynch dethrone her. And Becky's has just been, while she hasn't been really in the title picture, at least on the main shows in a while, she's done so much. She's so accomplished where I don't see that it's going to benefit her to capture the gold on the biggest stage as opposed to Rhea Ripley, who is still writing her story. I don't want to say Becky's story is like completely done, but it's a good portion of it has been already been told. So I say, go ahead, let Rhea Ripley rock out. Give us more bangers with her holding that title. She's doing an amazing job with that belt. So I want to see her at least hold it till SummerSlam. If they want to go to Survivor Series, I ain't mad at that either, but I think I want to see her hold that title at least till SummerSlam. Another thing that I took away from Raw was Drew McIntyre's troll game. He's doing a phenomenal job right now being a heel. He's also the winner of the Men's Elimination Chamber that took place on Saturday. So he is set to face Seth Rollins at WrestleMania, but he's still fixated on CM Punk. Taking his shots at him, even like doing his sit down with his legs crossed in the ring. Very, very funny. And this is, like I said, this is the best work that I've seen Drew do on the mic in his career. He's really killing it as a heel. And this is the right role for him. Now, there were reports today that he had signed an extension with WWE, but then later it was reported that that was actually has not taken place yet. So I don't know what to believe yet. But if, in fact, he didn't sign, his contract is set to expire after Mania. So if I'm WWE, I'm trying to get something worked out as soon as possible so we can have a legitimate feud with CM Punk when he comes back. Because I think that they should let Drew McIntyre win the match at Mania against CM Punk. Against Seth Rollins, and lead to an eventual clash with CM Punk when he returns from injury, because there's been a lot of a lot of investment put into a potential clash between those two. So it only makes sense to have CM Punk face off with him, I would say, at SummerSlam, because his injury, I believe, with a torn triceps is a 4 to 6 month injury. So that will put him at SummerSlam to be able to return. And, you know, that's one of the main pay-per-views. So and that would draw numbers, I think, with those two, especially with their history and everything that's transpired since the Rumble with Drew attacking him when he came to let the world know that he had, in fact, torn his triceps early on in Raw after the Rumble. So, yeah, I think that WWE has to get that done with McIntyre. And get a deal done, because I'm sure AEW would love to get their hands on Drew McIntyre if they can, if he's available. Tony Khan's not going to be afraid to spend money on whoever he thinks is worth the money and would be a good investment and only add value to the product that is AEW. So WWE really has to get that done. But again, I love what I'm seeing with Drew McIntyre. He's a great heel. Some wrestlers I feel like are just born to be heels. Or babyface, right? You can try wrestlers out as a heel and a babyface, but ultimately some wrestlers are just meant to be one or the other. And I think that Drew McIntyre might fit that mold of a heel. I love what I'm seeing. I can't wait to see what transpires. To end out Raw, we've seen Cody Rhodes take out several of Paul Heyman's detailed police officers with with the chair to close out the show. I had a feeling something was going to happen with Paul Heyman coming out when Cody Rhodes got the victory over Grayson Waller with about 9 minutes left in the show. So I'm like, okay, Paul Heyman's probably going to make an appearance. I thought the Bloodline was going to come out and attack him. Jimmy and why am I drawing a blank now? Jimmy and Solo. I thought that they were going to come out and potentially attack him, and then that was going to lead to Seth Rollins coming out to, you know, to come to the rescue and help him out. I thought that was going to happen, but they went the story went with guys that were supposed to be Paul Heyman's, you know, least details, and you know, Cody Rhodes took them out, and he go challenged The Rock, called out The Rock, and you know, Paul Heyman was telling him, you might want to do that. It's not going to end well for you. Just paraphrasing, of course, and let's see Paul Heyman taking out not one but two phones, and looking like he was trying to make a call to Roman Reigns and The Rock. So this sets up, well, you know what, honestly, let me let you guys in on what my feelings about WrestleMania, with the angle with with Cody and Roman, with The Rock thrown into the mix. I mean, I couldn't imagine that this was the original idea. I haven't really looked into it, but I'm pretty sure that things was changed after the whole backlash that WWE got from the universe when Cody Rhodes stepped to the side and let The Rock get the WrestleMania moment to face his cousin in a battle of the throne, for the seat of the head of the table. So, and then, you know, all the backlash came. We want Cody hashtags. That video of Rock staring down Roman Reigns was like one of the most disliked videos, or even the most disliked video of WWE's on YouTube. So I think that the higher ups listened. And they tried to change things on the fly where, you know, they had the big press conference in Vegas and Cody decided, I want to face The Rock. And Rock got mad because Cody offended a family member. And Rock took that offensive because, you know, he is part of the same lineage, same family tree. Rock smacked Cody. You know, that was all over social media and made headlines. So now they're going with this angle where The Rock is trying to do everything he can do now to see that Cody Rhodes does not finish his story at Mania, because it was supposed to be The Rock and Roman Reigns at Mania. And, you know, Cody got in the way of that. So I don't know. I'm not into it right now. I'll see how this, I want to see how it all plays out, how we get to that point and what happens at Mania. I think I won't really be satisfied until after Mania to see how they go about it, because I do think that Cody should finish the story. Listen, WWE wouldn't be in this predicament if they did right last year and had Cody beat Romans. Cody should have won last year at Mania. When he did it, when it was just like, are you kidding me? Because I feel like 95 to 98% of the times when they build up a particular superstar like they were with Cody Rhodes leading up to the Royal Rumble, and that superstar wins and points at the WrestleMania sign, it's a foregone conclusion that guy is going to win the belt at Mania. But that didn't happen, and it just threw me off. So I'm just like, come on. And because if they went that route and had Cody win, you could have had this match with Rock and Roman this year with no title involved. Because let's face it, this is kind of like Rock versus Hogan at WrestleMania 18. Icon versus Icon, one of the most hype matches of all time, and a classic, I would say, at that. There was no title involved in that. You didn't need a title. It was just two giants from two different eras finally facing off one-on-one, something that you can only see in the video game, and people got to see that live. That alone was enough to sell the match and do crazy numbers. So Roman and Rock didn't need the belt to be involved to put on a show and sell it. And, you know, and do crazy numbers and get eyeballs from outside of the wrestling world. It still would have been all over, you know, Fox and NBC, ESPN. They would have picked that up. So I think WWE dropped the ball, but that's just me, because that match could have happened without the title. Cody should be the champion right now, but it is what it is. So I want to see how this is going to play out. As The Rock is scheduled to be on SmackDown this Friday at a sold-out SmackDown in, I believe, Glendale, Arizona. And I think it's going to be on the next 3 to 4 weeks. So that's good for the companies. So I want to see how this story plays out now that he's a part of the Bloodline and what's going to happen. I wonder if Cody Rhodes is going to make an appearance on SmackDown as well. Possibly have Seth Rollins there to help him out. And you know, have some type of showdown between these two and potential some brawl going on, because that's one thing that got me mad too last year with Cody and Roman leading up to WrestleMania. They didn't put hands on each other at all, which kind of threw me off too, because usually when you have a champion a match, two wrestlers going for the in a championship match at WrestleMania, they at least interact with, they at least throw hands at least once, right? Come in contact with each other, but they didn't do that at all. So that kind of threw me off, but I still thought that Roman was going to win, and I even let my people know, who are wrestling fans like me, that that's going to happen, and it did not. But, so I think that that should change this year, where these guys should duke it out a little bit, maybe backstage or in the ring, and, you know, have Cody involved with the Bloodline. And yeah, so this all should happen. So I want to see, I'm going to pay close attention to the storyline and how it unfolds this time around. So that is something I want to look forward to. And again, that's going to, how the next several weeks play out is going to determine how just my excitement for the main event at WrestleMania 40. Also, too, is slated for SmackDown is going to be Dakota Kai and Bayley versus the Kabuki Warriors of Damage Control. It's kind of crazy just how disrespected Bayley's getting in all of this, being that she is the 2024 Women's Royal Rumble winner. But there's really no hype for Bayley against Io Sky at Mania, right? This is crazy. You don't see this really at all when it comes to a Royal Rumble winner, but here we are. And I think that this has kind of been a recurring theme for Bayley, who hasn't gotten the respect, or really, and I don't want to say the respect because she has respect, but she doesn't really get the recognition that she deserves, especially being one of the four horsewomen. I just feel like this happens all the time where there's like a group of people who are like, you know, bundled, who are put together. There's always going to be one person that does that is like a distant in terms of like notoriety and recognition, whether it's fair or not. In this case with Bayley, I don't think it's fair, but that's what's happening here, because, you know, we got Sasha Banks, you got Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair, the other three members of the four, other three of the four horsewomen, who get all the praise and recognition in the wrestling world, but Bayley just doesn't get the love like they do. And she is just as good as a wrestler as all of them. She has done a lot for this business. So I was happy when she won the Royal Rumble, and I haven't really liked what I've seen thus far on her, as far as the focus on her match, building up her match with Io Sky. I hope that's going to change this week. Actually, it should change. I think that they'll do a good job. Also, too, I did see that poster that came out earlier this week, a promotional poster of WrestleMania 40, when they had several wrestlers on it, but not Bayley. And I seen some people on my X timeline complaining about that. And then shortly after, WWE updated that poster and put Becky on along with other wrestlers. So, yeah, come on, WWE, get it together. Show Bayley some love, because she definitely deserves it. I want to see if Dakota Kai is going to stay loyal. I have a feeling that she's going to, that she's going to do Bayley dirty. I could be wrong, because initially I thought that Bayley, that Damage Control was going to turn on Bayley entirely. She was going to be out of the group, probably go back to her previous gimmick, the huggable, laughable, like, you know, the bubbly type. I thought that was going to be her. Not that she's going to go back to that gimmick, but she hasn't thus far. But obviously there was the friction with Damage Control, and you see, Kabuki Warriors did turn on her along with Io, and which led to, you know, Bayley electing to challenge Io Sky for the title at Mania. So, okay, I'm kind of right, I guess, because I figured that there was gonna be, that she's gonna be out of Damage Control. I've watched wrestling for a long time. I know I kind of have a sense of when things are going to turn. So I've seen that at least halfway. I've seen that. So I want to see how that's going to play out too this week on SmackDown. It's just a great time for wrestling, right? A lot of things are transpiring in the wrestling world, and I cannot wait. And that is it for this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed this quick, short episode. And if you're new to the pod, don't worry. I got you with more episodes coming down the line. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already, as you can find this just about anywhere you listen to your favorite pods at. Of course, that's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and several other platforms as well. And be sure to follow this IG page for this podcast at the Mr. Vincent Pod. Again, that is at the Mr. Vincent Pod. And you can also follow me on IG and X, Mr. Vincent 13. That is at Mr. Vincent 13. And don't forget the YouTube channel for this podcast, along with other content that will be coming down the line, is at Mr. Vincent. Again, the YouTube channel is Mr. Vincent. This episode should be up there within the next several hours, so I'll get working on that ASAP. But until then, you guys, this is it. I do actually plan on having an episode out tomorrow, which is centered around the NBA. So if you're an NBA fan, be on the lookout for that. Until next time, stay blessed, take care, peace.